but I still remember being young and feeling a sense of righteousness to my rebellious behavior. My dad would come downstairs and he'd be wondering what all the noise was about, and I would say, of course, that that's the DVD menu to Can't Hardly Wait. It's a timeless classic, Dad. Oh, these buckets and sticks? I'm learning to be a drummer. Why don't you crack open a book once in a while, Dad? Like Blink 182-101. They're timeless classics, Dad. Now, it's, well, like the other day, when I was feeling rebellious, I was signing up for an app that will help me with intermittent fasting and loving my inner child, I guess. And it is like, enter your Gmail or your email, and I just kind of sneered at the Gmail logo, and I typed into the email caulfield.5702@gmail.com and hit enter, and I hit the check mark, and you know, and it's petty, I get it, but I really, for just like that split second, could imagine that wherever this app is, you know, the control room, it's like NASA's mission control, and there's like one person who's like watching the whole thing live, who's been on no sleep, they're a real pencil pusher, and they're like, oh my god, we got a maniac on our hands, loose cannon alert, better keep an eye on this punk. But then I sigh, because, you know, reality sets in that that's not the case, and within a minute, I get a completely coincidental email. Losing weight is hard, followed by, there's got to be an easier way. It's like, yeah, being fat. And then followed by, you don't have to be alone forever. That one I kind of took issue with, and it's like, just because you have a gift and you are remarkably good at pulling the collective insecurities of my generation from their data does not mean you need to assert your stunningly, again, stunningly on point presumptions at me in order to sell me things I will never buy, and if I did, I would absolutely hate, although I did kind of like the salad spinner, because I don't really eat salad, unless it's prepared, so it's kind of, it's more of a status Tupperware, because people see that on your kitchen counter, and they're like, Mike is real health nut, and then it just keeps getting, next time you just move it slightly to the left, and you put like a bowl and a fork next to it, like maybe like a little garnish of some sort, and they're like, he is looking gone, and then after a while, you don't even need the app anymore, it's all just a huge labyrinth to getting the right salad spinner. But then when I think about it, it's like I've gotten to a point where I have a salad spinner. So yeah, I'm old and I'm a sellout. But I never gave up on my dream of hitting drum-shaped objects in an effort to pretend to be somebody I'm not. And in that way, that's what real truth is. It's not, but I was hoping the cadence would be convincing.